He has Taylor Biddle with him for just a little while, and Taylor will be back up with us. I'm going to tell you what, big doings here at the Concrete Palace tonight. The McEachern Indians in town, the number three team or five team in the state, depending upon which poll that you like to watch and follow, here tonight to take on our Lowndes High Vikings, the number one team in the state. And, Bill, we'll talk about it a little bit later on in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff show, but it is a game that's got a lot of implications, not just around the state, but some things we feel like we have a score to settle.
Well, I think, and it's not necessarily a revenge factor, but it's really what Coach McPherson has said earlier this week. It's going to tell both of these teams a lot about themselves. This is a team, our Vikings, that want to avenge last year's loss. They feel like, not that they were robbed of a victory, but yet they let a victory slip away from them. We had about a minute 40 left in the ball game. We were ahead, had them down at the 20, and in that time of all the clock and all the other things that people talk about and want to say, oh, well, they cheated or did this or did that, in a nutshell, we let them go 80 yards in that minute and 40 seconds and score a touchdown, regardless of what the clock did. We failed defensively to stop them and get the ball back, run the clock out, and win the ball game. So the Vikings, they don't have revenge on their mind, but avenge what happened last year.
Now, and it wasn't the McEachern players. It was just the way from the opening drive until the way the game ended. It was just, well, it was just things that happened that shouldn't have happened, and you can't explain why they do. But as Coach Mack says, you can't worry about things that you can't control. You can't control the officials. You can't control the clock. You can't control the weather. What you can control is the way you play. And like you say, we had, I believe we go back and look, it was actually 2 minutes and 2 seconds. They had 80 yards to go, and we give up a huge, huge play over the middle that allowed them to get that ball down close enough to where it gave them an opportunity to do what they did, and that was win the ball game. Whether it was a controversial ending or not, whether he was in the end zone or not, you don't give up that big play. We don't have to worry about it.
It's a moot point. And we talked about that at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. And as you started to talk to Coach McPherson about it, he turned and looked at you and he said, that game's over. And that's exactly the mentality of this team. That game's over. We can't change it. We can't go back and fix it. It's gone. So what we're going to do is this 2011 edition of the Lowndes High Vikings is going to go out here and show how they play football. And that is to go out here and do everything within their power to play hard and win this ball game.
And I want to remind everybody to keep up with all things Vikings. You can go to www.thevikingvoice.com. And that tells you everything you want to know. Bill Osborne keeps that website up and running, keeps it full of information, tells you where all current players are in college or in pros and what they're doing and things like that. So to keep up with our Vikings, go to www.thevikingvoice.com.
Well, I tell you, one of the things I really have the most fun doing on that website is keeping up with our former Vikings in college. Last night, Darriet Perry played, the FIU Panthers played the North Texas Mean Green, I think is what they're called. But FIU won the ball game. Darriet Perry, the leading rusher, 16 carries for 94 yards, two touchdowns. He's now three touchdowns away from being the all-time touchdown leader at FIU University. And that's just, I get chills when I think about Darriet Perry and how much fun it was to watch him out here at Martin Stadium and to end his career, of course, the state championship that year in 2007, and now see him as successful as he is at the next level at Florida International University.
And to be around that young man and all the things, just the way he was, always so polite and had time for you to talk to you, just a great, great, he was a great kid here at Lowndes and has turned out to be one heck of a young man.
Yeah, and I'll let you in on a little pre-secret. We're going to try and make an attempt to get down to Miami this year and watch Darriet live play a ball game for the FIU Panthers. And it may coincide with a coach's show, and maybe we can do a little live remote. And so that night of the coach's show, we're trying to work that out now, and as more details come available, we'll have that on thevikingvoice.com. for all the information, and we'll announce that as well at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
And if you have to travel and you want to keep up with the Vikings on Friday night or Tuesday night at the Coaches Show, you can do so by either going to www.thevikingvoice.com and click on the link that says Listen Here, which takes you to Kicks Country or to ValvastaToday.com, and you can stream that broadcast and listen to it.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, with that done, let's go ahead and take our first break. And Dewan, it'll be a five-minute break, and we'll come back and talk about things going on around the region, state and national rankings, where we're at and stuff like that, and all things Vikings. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff Show right here on the Lions High Radio Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers here at the Concrete Palace. And both teams out on the field, our Vikings warming up, of course, in the...
Test it, Bill.
The north end zone. McEachern warming up in south end zone. They look kind of look a little bit like Notre Dame, white jerseys with those gold pants and gold helmets, nothing on them. And... Anyway, they are warming up down there.
Try again.
Want to take a look at the game last week against Pebblebrook right here, which our Vikings won 45-14. We had 16 first downs. They had 5. A rushing yardage. We had 339. They had 150. Passing, we were 12 of 16 for 101 yards. They were 3 of 12 for only 35 yards. We had 440 yards of total offense, Bill. They had 85. Mike Moore, for the second week in a row, was the leading rusher. 20 carries for 145 yards. D. Daniels, 7 carries for 59. Nick Bergman, 5 for 53. Josh Clemens, 4 for 36. And Vance Gerald, the quarterback, 5 for 26. And Nick Bergman was the leading receiver, 5 catches for 27 yards. Randall Ray had 1 for 32. Josh Clemens, 1 for 14. Tyler Van de Zander, 1 for 10. But Brandon Bell's 8-yard catch, the only reception he had on the night, but boy, what a big one it was. Very reminiscent of when Matt Harper played football here and would roll out at tight end. And we just rolled out and caught him in the back of the end zone. Let's go down on the field. Marty's had a chance to look at both teams. And Marty?
If he's got coach ready, we'll go ahead and do that too, either one.
Guys, I'll get him in just a second. But, yeah, we're down here. A lot of the coaches have already come up to me and said, man, it feels like football weather. It's a lot cooler than it was last week. Got a good little breeze going, and pretty electric already. They're filling the stands. And, of course, you know, I got to spend a little time out there walking up down Tailgate Alley, and everybody's out there. They got the grills going. They got a lot of food, and I tell you, it's exciting times here at Martin Stadium tonight.
And, Marty, do you remember – but a little bit later on when we start going across the state and national rankings, do you have those with you?
I do not. Taylor actually got those for us, I think, Tuesday night. So I don't have them, but I do know that both these schools are ranked nationally in a few of the polls. Of course, I think Grayson is ranked highest in most of the national polls, and I believe Camden's ranked higher in one or two.
Well,
but sorry, go ahead.
We'll go over those. If you get a chance, find out where what association our officials are from tonight. I'm just kind of curious because they don't look. I know they're not all-star officials.
All right, Wes, watching not all of the Viking team out there warming up. This is mostly skilled positions that are out there right now. I watched McEachern when they came out a few minutes ago, and it appears their entire team is out right now. They are running through just their normal skill drills early, but they do have their linemen down here and some other places. But the Vikings waiting to come out, it seems like, as they're staying back in the linemen and so forth, staying in the field house, waiting to come out. And this doesn't have a playoff feel to it, but there is a little bit more of an electricity in the air than a normal regular season ball game.
You're right about that. And, of course, let's go downstairs to Marty. He is with the McEachern coach.
I am, guys. And, Coach Hotman, first of all, just thank you for speaking with us. And congratulations on the great way to start the season 2 weeks ago. Of course, I, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, I was up there and watched you play. Y'all got off to a great start, beating North Gwinnett in the Corky Kell Classic. Talk to us a little bit about that game and the experience of playing in the Georgia Dome.
Well, as I mentioned, we're very blessed. God has blessed McEachern and with some finances to be able to get to the Dome every year to kick off Classic, and then also he's blessed us with some good fourth quarter comebacks, as you guys remember, I'm sure, from last year. But North Gwinnett's a darn good football team, and I think they'll probably win the rest of the ball game. So we kind of got lucky a little bit, and that's part of the game, I guess.
Good game, and of course y'all did have a great comeback in that game. But this year, of course, your team is led by your offense, obviously, and I think against North Gwinnett, your quarterback threw for 300 something yards, but your quarterback is Trent Thompson, and you also have a receiver in Amba Adetawo. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Talk to us about those two young men, and what else can we expect to see out of your offense tonight?
Well, those two young men are good kids and good players, and a joy to coach. They work their butt off and have been together now. This is their third year starting together, along with Trey Fletcher, our other wideout. Those three started 3 years ago in the Dome, and so it's fun. They're on the same page. They work really hard together. It's an offense where we're going to try to spread it around. Umba's a great talent, committed to Maryland, and is going to be a good ACC player. But we got enough players that we can spread it around and keep people honest. And Trent does a masterful job at that. Like the point guard that's just trying to dish the ball to the shooters and the scorers, and he does a great job with that.
Yeah, you mentioned Trey Fletcher, and I believe in that North Gwinnett game, he actually led you in receiving. And of course, Amba gets all the attention, or most of the attention, anyways. But defensively, coach, your team flies to the football. I noticed they were very, very fast up in the Dome, led by your defensive end, who I believe is committed to South Carolina, 6'6", 220-pound Darius English. Talk to us about your defense a little bit. What are you based out of, and what can we expect to see from them?
We're a 3-3 stack, and we, like I said, the aggressiveness. We really want to run to the ball. We'd like to just sit there and play our defense and run. But Lowndes presents some problems up front with their size and speed, so do a few different. But we're expecting a good tough physical battle, and it's going to be a challenge for us to slow them down, because like I said, they're just so powerful, and they got the speed to hit the home run on you too. So it's going to be a big challenge for both sides of the ball, no question. And we're just honored to be here.
Well, coach, playing in the Corky Kale, one of the benefits of that is obviously you start a week earlier than most. You had the off week last week. How were you able to utilize that off week, and how are you able to use that to help you prepare for tonight?
Well, that first game, that week early, is a blessing in a lot of ways. But then also we get a week left to practice before that first game, so it gets 3 weeks. We've made a lot of mistakes if you watch the game. And I think we've corrected most of those, and I think we'll be a little more relaxed and play a little bit freer, I guess is the word, is what we're trying to get to. So we went back to the fundamentals again the week after the game, and then got on the Lowndes this week. But I think we'll play a little bit better, silly penalties of the offsides or not snapping the ball by the center or things along those lines.
Well, coach, it was a great game last year, and y'all came away with a big victory last year. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about this game this year. It's a great atmosphere for football. It's actually kind of a cool night. I'm sure your team's excited. I'm sure you're excited. Talk to us a little bit about what the talk has been up in McEachern this week.
Well, we're expecting, we kind of use the mantra of the movie 300, where it's 300 against 10,000, and that's what we're kind of expecting. Not to worry about all that, and just make sure between the lines we're taking care of business. But this is a great opportunity for our program to play. We want to be where Lowndes is and Lowndes has been, and so it's a great opportunity to play in a hostile environment and see if we can handle it. And I'm anxious to see our kids see it and see if they can perform in that situation.
Well, coach, I appreciate you talking with us. I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season, and we hope to maybe do this again a few more years, right?
Thank you.
Thank you, coach.
All righty, thank you, Marty. We'll get Coach Mack when they come back out of the locker room. They've already left. We want to take a look at the rankings that we do have. The coaches' poll is out. It has Lowndes number one, Camden number two, Grayson number three, Colquitt four, McEachern at number five, Stevenson at six, ML King at seven, Walton at eight, Norcross at 9, and North Gwinnett with a 1-1 record at number 10.
Yeah, and there's other polls out there. Of course, the AP poll, the AJC poll, as well as the coaches poll. You and I, over the last 7-8 years that we've done this together, I think we've leaned towards that coaches poll, probably as being the most informed, because it is the coaches voting for themselves. And so coaches have a better feel for what's really going on around the state, how well their team is playing. And sometimes you can skew it a little bit. Maybe you're going to vote for your team no matter what, in what position. But generally, the coaches are really fair and more objective than probably sports writers are about who they think is the better team in the state.
Bill, looking at games going on around the region, of course, our Vikings 2-0 are hosting McEachern tonight. We beat Pebblebrook last week, 45-14. While McEachern beat North Gwinnett in the Corky Kell Classic, 26-17. They drove 75 yards in a minute and 50 seconds in the final minute 50 of that ball game to win it. And, well, that was a great drive. Of course, they was aided by a pass interference call in the end zone. Valdosta 1-0. They're home tonight versus Hardaway. They beat Hardaway last year 36-0. Hardaway 0-1 on the year, lost to Harris County 33-10 last week. Tift County is home tonight versus Shiloh. Of course, Tift 2-0 on the year, beat Locust Grove 41-7 last week. Shiloh 0-1. They lost to Newton 21-0. They lost to Tifton 32-14 last year. Colquitt County is home tonight versus Thomas County Central. Colquitt County 2-0 beat Madison County on a 39-yard yard field goal with 7 seconds left in the game, 20-19. And Thomas County Central 1-0. They beat Thomasville 35-20. Of course, Colquitt lost to them last year 35-29. Coffee is home versus Locust Grove. Coffee 1-1 on the year. They lost to a very strong Ware County team 28-21. Locust Grove 0-1, lost to Tifton 41-7. Last year, Coffee beat them 40-0. Other games, Berrien County is at Lanier tonight. Berrien County 0-1, Lanier 1-0. Brooks County is home versus Columbia, Florida. Brooks County, of course, lost to Valdosta. They're 0-1. Clinch County 1-0. They're at Brantley County tonight. Brantley County is 0-1. Cook County started out with that loss to Colquitt. Had a week off last week. They're at Amaris Sumter tonight. And Amaris Sumter 1-0. They beat Liberty County 21-6. Bowood, which boy had a heck of a game to open up the season last week, 1-0 there at Fullington Academy tonight. And they beat, of course, Fullerton is 1-0. And tomorrow at 1:30, right at just a little south of Charlotte, VSU will open their season against Wingate as they kick off their collegiate season. And, of course, after the game tonight, I'll be getting the card and making that trip up there.
I was just going to say, you were talking with some of the other folks around here that are going with you, and I asked you what time you were leaving. You said, oh, I don't know, 12:30. And I'm thinking, the game's at 1. Oh, 12:30 like this morning. So that's going to be a long drive. I guess you're going to trade off, and some of you drive, some of you not drive, right?
A little bit. Of course, now, an interesting note to that Wingate game, it was here last year, and we kicked a 25-yard field goal, 42-yard field goal to win 25-22 with no time remaining on the buzzer for that ball game. And with that, I think it's, let's see.
Well, let's see where, let's check down on the field. I know Coach is watching drills right now, so.
I don't know if Marty can get Coach for his interview or not, but I don't see Marty. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break. We'll come back. We'll see if Marty can get Coach Mack. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff Show right here on the Lounge High Radio Football Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers somewhere down there on the sidelines. Can't find him anywhere, but he's somewhere down there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, sorry, guys. I'm down here helping a former Viking get in the game, so I had to go catch him up. I'm with Chris Scurry, made it into town tonight. Chris, how you doing?
Fine. How about you?
How's things up at Murray State?
Lovely, lovely.
Did you watch the game last night?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Didn't turn out how I thought it was going to turn out, but we always get better.
Yeah, not quite like you had hoped, but y'all got a good program working up there. Coach Axe is going to do a good thing, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Coach Scurry, good luck to you. Wish you the best, man. Good to see you.
Marty, see if you can get Chris up here in the press box. In the meantime, we got to get Coach Mack. He's down here at the 50. So I'll go see Marty as he streaks down the sidelines. Actually runs down the sideline. There he goes, jogging.
Yeah, Chris Scurry, one of the players I keep up with on thevikingvoice.com, is really, we talked to his coaches at Murray State via some email, and they're really excited about having him there and getting him into hopefully their next game on the 10th as they take on Mississippi Valley State. So Chris Scurry, former linebacker here at Lowndes High School, now playing at Murray State under Coach Chris Hatcher and the defensive coordinator, Ashley Anderson.
And with that, let's go down on the field, and Marty Rogers has head coach Randy McPherson.
Guys, yeah, I'm down here with Coach McPherson. And first of all, Coach McPherson, thanks for talking with us. And want to congratulate you again last week on that 100th victory. But I know you, and I know that you've already put that game behind you. And how's your team prepared this week for tonight?
Oh, man, we had a good week of practice, you know. Kids were ready.
Good deal. Well, of course, last week Lance got hurt in the first half, got hit kind of hard, and Mike Moore took a shot. Clemens kind of rolled his ankle there late in the game. Are all three of those, they ready to go? Are they been practicing all week?
Yeah, they've been practicing all week. You know, we're excited. We're ready to go, man. See what we can do.
I hear you, Coach. Well, in the last, you know, our first two games, of course, the scrimmage, we've been rotating quarterbacks a lot, and Lance has started the game, and we've had Josh come in and a couple others. You plan to continue to do that tonight?
Yeah, we really do. You know, Fuller's really good with the wing tee stuff, and so he's going to be our, you know, wing tee guy, and we got the two spread quarterbacks, Clemens and Gerald, so we're going to stick with that and see what happens.
Good deal. Well, of course, last year was a great game between these two teams, and McEachern was able to move the ball on us by throwing last year, and you know, we've got two proven safeties, but our corners are young. Just want to, you know, talk to us about those two guys, and are they ready for tonight?
I tell you what, Mark, they have worked hard, you know. I can't wait to get them out there to see what they can do, you know. They've got all the confidence in the world, and man, it's going to be fun.
Well, Coach, you know, they say the best pass defense is not necessarily secondary. It's putting pressure on the quarterback, and I'm sure that y'all have drawn up a few things tonight for that. And talk to us a little bit about your defensive line and what do you expect out of them?
Well, you know, we got a good defensive front. I'm proud of them, and I think you're right. You know, pressure's going to be a key.
Coach, there's a lot of talk about this game, this, you know, really from last year, but especially this week, number one versus number three. Big early test here early on. Tell us, you know, is the team excited? Are they focused? They had a good week?
Yeah. They different atmosphere this week.
It sure is. And of course, a lot.
I'm talking about a practice.
Different practice at practice. Well, that's good to hear. Of course, it's definitely a different atmosphere tonight. It's actually a little cooler, too.
Yes, sir.
Coach, good luck tonight. We wish you the best, and I'll see you after half.
All righty, thank you. Marty, back up here in the press box. Taylor Biddle finally got his headphones on. Taylor, you were down on the sidelines. Give us your impressions of what you saw down there.
Wes, most of the time I spent on the McEachern sideline. They were running crisp routes. They were running good pass plays. They're big boys now. We're going to have to handle them up front, and they're going to come to play. So we got to be ready for their passing attack. You know, I was talking to Marty a little bit down there as well. He got a chance to see them in the dome last week, and they didn't really run the ball as much as he thought they would. So I'll be interested to see if they come out trying to run the ball against us or not.
Well, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, I don't know. I really think one of the things I love to watch every week, and that is that offensive line versus defensive line. And our offensive line against their defensive line is going to be one piece altogether. But how big really is their offensive line compared to the leverage and strength of our defensive line? If they come out and try to run, we run that 5-2 defense. I don't know that they can run on us. But then if they just start, you know, run, and then all of a sudden get us to bite on something, hit us deep over the top, that could hurt us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing, you look at number 10, we're going to look at McEachern here in just a few minutes, and the players to watch. But they love to pass the football. They've got two good receivers. They've got a great guy that comes out of the backfield. And I can't say enough about a kid we watched during warm-up, Nick St. Germain, their place kicker. We watched him kick 35 and 40-yard field goals with the ball going to the upright, at the top of the upright, backed it out to 50. And then he was hitting everything at 50, backed it out to 55, hit two out of three from 55, kicked one from 60, and it just went under the crossbar.
Yeah, I was proud to see him miss.
Because that was the first one he missed, and that was at 60 yards. They say we won't, return a kickoff. And while we got just 1 minute, one of Lounge's favorite sons, Chris Scurry, is back in town tonight for this ball game. Chris, been a long time.
Been a long.
Well, tell us what's been. Tell us what's been going on up at Murray State.
Well, really, I just got cleared by the NCAA. And started playing. You know, I had problems with my transcript or whatever, but I'm good to go now, so I'll be able to start practice Tuesday, workouts tonight.
And the thing of it is now I know you reported early.
Yes, sir.
So there were some things you could do, but at a certain point in time, you had to stop participating with the team at all.
I couldn't do no team activity, team pictures, no nothing.
And now that you've been cleared, and is there a possibility, because, you know, Ashley Andrews, I was, you know, we're pretty good friends, but what do you think the outlook is going to be?
I have a few days before next Saturday for me to prove myself, but if I don't, I'll get reasserted, but
I can handle it, though. How do you feel about that?
I can handle it. I don't need too long.
Well, I tell you what, we sure are glad to have you back down here. What do you think about this football? You played in this football game last year. What do you think about this game tonight?
I wish I had one more year.
And I got to ask you, you haven't seen the offense yet.
Nope, I heard about it, though.
You wait till you see this offense. Totally different. It ain't the Chris Scurry Wing T anymore. Come back and visit with us. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Don't go nowhere. I got to get a phone number before you get out of here.
Hey, Wes.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to just tell you a few observations I have from down here on the field. One, of course, talking with Coach Hockman, he seems very relaxed, and he's obviously excited about the chance to play down here. But talking with Coach McPherson and watching our team warm up, I tell you what, they are as focused as I've ever seen them. Of course, Coach Mack said that practice was very good this week. We are sharp and crisp. I hope that continues over into the game. But as far as warm-ups go, we look really, really good tonight. Lance is right on the money with his throwing. And one more quick little note, Josh Clemens' pants are taped. They are below his knee. Hopefully we won't start out with a penalty tonight.
Good to hear, Marty.
Yeah, I tell you, I noticed that too as well, that both the pants were taped, again, trying to keep them down below his knees. But you never know.
Bill, the Officials Association from Albany tonight.
They are the All-Star Association?
They didn't say All-Star. They said they're from Albany. That's all they would say.
Well, I knew that there were some guys out of there that are starting a different association, so this might be somebody new.
It might be. Do we need to take a break, or do we want to talk about McEachern a little bit?
Let's go ahead. What do we got time-wise? Let's take a three-minute break.
Let's take a three-minute break. Come back. We're going to give you the key players for McEachern tonight and the matchups we'll be watching. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff Show on the Lounge High Viking Radio Football Network, right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at the Concrete Palace. We're about 18 minutes away from kicking off this big, probably the premier high school football game in the state tonight, wouldn't you say, Taylor?
Yeah, they've AJC's got it as the best game in the state. I think they've got it right. I think this is the marquee matchup around the state today.
I would agree with you guys. I think there are a few other good ones, Carver, Columbus, and Buford tonight. Obviously, that's a big game. A little bit smaller schools, but definitely a game with a lot of athletes. But I think this game has got the state's attention. A lot of people are talking about it, and it ought to be a really, really good ball game.
And I tell you what, you're right, Marty. We can't hype it up any more than what it is. As Bill said earlier, the excitement is. You wouldn't say it's a third-round state playoff game, but it sure is equal to a first- or second-round playoff game, I think, as far as the excitement goes. The crowds is coming in already, and our Vikings are headed to the locker room. McEachern's already headed that way. And looking down at McEachern, their quarterback, number 10, Trent Thompson, a 6'3", 185-pound senior. Last 2 weeks ago, he's North Gwinnett. He was 21 of 42 for 337 yards and a touchdown. Big, good-looking kid. He's a left-handed quarterback. Looks a lot like Peyton Manning. I've heard more than one person say, you watch him under center, you watch the way he drops back, the way he looks. He looks a lot like Peyton Manning without an injured neck.
Well, I hadn't seen the mechanics that he runs yet, but now body type, he's more of an, I'm a Florida State guy, more of a Christian Ponder build. He has that prototypical pocket quarterback look to him. He's probably 6'1", what is he listed, 6'2"? We'll run down, 6'3", is actually. But a very prototypical looking quarterback, good, strong, as you said, a left-handed thrower. And when you start, the ball comes out of a left-handed quarterback's hand in a different, in an opposite spiral direction. Excuse me, defensively, if you get an opportunity to get your hands on it, you may not always get a clean catch to it if you're not used to going and catching a left-handed quarterback.
And Bill, looking across the way over there, because I've talked to folks associated with several different schools in our region, we're going to have Coffee fans, we're going to have Tift fans, and Valdosta. I didn't talk to anybody from Colquitt, but we're going to have fans from three schools visiting over here tonight because they wanted to come see this ball game.
Yeah, as I look across, that 40-40 is generally always reserved for the visiting team. We have a lot of season ticket holders that are on that 40-30 and down on this side just because we sell out the home side for season tickets. McEachern has brought, if I had to guess, 400, maybe 5 at the most, it looks like, and it's still, we're still 15 minutes or so away from kickoff, but you never know. They did bring their band, so I expect a great atmosphere here tonight.
Absolutely. Trent Thompson has three guys to throw to, and they're all three real good athletes. Number two, Chris Naguabera, 5'10", 190-pound senior. He's got great speed. They get him in space. He can hurt you. But then there is number seven, Amba Edetau, 6'2", 180-pound senior. He is headed off to Maryland. That is probably their biggest offensive threat. And then number three, Trey Fletcher, 5'7", 180-pound senior, comes out of the backfield. He runs real well with the ball. He'll hand it off to him, or he'll let him slip out and put him one-on-one with a linebacker, and he is dangerous.
Yeah, he was probably one of their best weapons against North Gwinnett a couple weeks ago. Chris Naguabara, and I'm pretty proud of you for getting that name right. I think I was going to butcher it before you got to it. He had a 60-yard run, that big, long run against us last year. That was the running back, Chris Naguabara. And as you mentioned, also, Amba Adetwa, he was last year against us, 4 catches for 114 yards.
And that is awfully strong.
Yeah, Adetwa, how big is Adetwa?
He's 6'2", 180 pounds.
Yeah, and then, of course, defensively, we'll get that in a minute.
Their offensive line averages about 230 across the front five. On the light side as compared to our defensive line. And, Bill, we'll look at their defense real quickly.
Now, he's their guy, and that's Amichia, Kofi Amichia, 6'4", 261-pound offensive lineman. He is committed to USF. That's probably the biggest piece of meat they got on that line.
Now, and linebacker-wise, number 54, Mitch Long is back, 6'1". 205-pound senior, number 27, Victor Hall, a 5'10", 210-pound senior. And, of course, all-world kicker Nick St. Germain, who can win ball games by himself. I think the matchup, we have got to control both offense and defense, the line of scrimmage. We control those. We can win this ball game. Our corners are going to be tested tonight like they've not been tested so far this year. Probably see the finest receivers we're probably going to see all year until Colquitt comes to town or Valdosta comes up when they come over and bring their fine receivers. It's going to be a ball game tonight, and we've got to play the best defense our Plowboys have ever played.
Well, I think so, and I think that defensive line is going to ultimately be the key. Our cornerbacks in the first two games, I feel like, have proven themselves pretty well. They've been beaten on a couple of passes, but generally it's on perfect passes. They've been in the hip pocket of the receiver or within striking distance. Now, granted, we don't have a Greg Reed kind of guy who can close 5, 6, 7 yards at one time and be able to just, he can play off. Our corners now this year have got to play pretty close. But once they do, they're going to be fine. If that defensive line can get pressure and get over that offensive line of the Indians here tonight, that ultimately, I think, will be the key. If you ask our corners to stay on those receivers for too long, we are going to be in trouble.
So we've got to get pressure on him and get pressure on him quick. And I'm going to tell you what, the band when they come marching out and the way they came out. If this, what they do right here, don't light your fire, then your wood's wet. You just need to take it on to the house and just forget about it, because this is one of the finest opening pregame you'll see by any band anywhere.
Wes, yes, I would definitely agree with you. I tell you what, I had chill bumps just then when Steve announced him as the Lions High Georgia Bridgman. It's definitely an electric atmosphere on the sidelines. The crowd has been, our home side has been packed now for about 5 minutes, and we're still 10. So we're really excited about this.
And Steve Sainz is making his announcement. I want to remind you, you want to go ahead and take a 2 minute break?
Go ahead and finish.
I just want to remind you, let's go ahead and take a 3 minute break, because 3 minute break, and we'll be right back after this. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff Show right here on the Lounge Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And back here at Martin Stadium, and if you've just joined us on the radio or if you're listening via the internet, what you just saw when they unfurled that flag during God Bless America, it sure makes me proud to be an American. And the prettiest it is still, it brings, I'm not ashamed to say, it'll bring tears, it brings tears to my eyes, and I'm just proud to be an American. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I do want to thank all of our servicemen and women for their service to for us here in America. And I know there's a lot of them listening across the internet as well as here locally. Want to thank you for your service, as always, as God Bless America. All right, Wes, we talked about their offense and defense a little bit.
Let's talk about ours. Offensively, Lance Gerald did not play in the second half last week. Garrett Fuller came in. He and Josh Clemens ran that offense all just right to perfection in the second half. Lance Gerald, the starter who has played so well, we should see him start tonight. Mike Moore, two games, Bill. He has 245 yards rushing in two ball games. A big force. Nick Bergman normally lines up at wing back, but when we go to that option, you'll see him line up in a slot position. Edwards out there, and of course, Mr. I do everything but play the offensive line, Josh Clemens. He has played quarterback, wing back, and receiver on offense. He has played safety, linebacker, and defensive end on defense so far this year. And I tell you what, this guy, there's a reason why he's considered a Super AJC 11 player, and we'll have his pick where he wants to go to college this fall. 6'5", 220 pounds, and if there's a knock on him at all, it's his passing.
Well, as a quarterback, but as a wide receiver or as a linebacker, I'll take him any day. He doesn't have to throw the ball. I don't know that there's a knock on him at all at this point, other than maybe coming out of high school. When he gets to college, I know they're going to want to put 40 pounds on him. That's probably the biggest thing you'll see, unless they take him as a wide receiver. And even then, I think they want 20 more pounds on him.
Bill, the AJC listed their top 10 toughest schedules this year. And starting at number 10, they said Cherokee had the 10th toughest schedule in 5A football. They said Roswell had the 9th. North Gwinnett had the 8th. Valdosta has the 7th toughest schedule. ML King has the 6th, Collins Hill the 5th, Marietta the 4th, Peachtree Ridge the 3rd, Colquitt County has the 2nd, and the toughest schedule in all of high school football, especially in 5A, is our Lounge High Vikings. It's interesting, Bill, that three of the top 10 teams are all in the same region.
Well, that we've always said, the SEC of high school football is right here in Region 1.
And they are sure proving it. And let me get my, because I'm having to revert to a different type of roster tonight. The captains for McEachern is number 3, that's Trey Fletcher. Number 10, Trent Thompson. 27 is Victor Hall. And number 99, that is Jed Nwanka. And for our guys, number 12 is Lance Gerald. Number 25 is Josh Clemens. Number 30 is James Mathis. And number 52 is Caleb Clark.
And those will be your captains for tonight's ball game. As I look down, Marty Rogers will go out with the officials to midfield. And as soon as the official gives him the okay, he'll turn the microphone on. And you'll be able to hear live the coin toss right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. And I tell you, we're getting close just a few more minutes after this coin toss, and we'll be ready to kick this much-anticipated ball game off here tonight.
And, boy, it is. And the officials down on the field, captains standing across from each other. Listen to them.
The Indian band across the way, the McEachern Indians, trying to incite their team, and you see them down here in the south end zone. Our Vikings still behind the doors in the field house at the north end, the north end end zone. And the captains now go to midfield.
All righty, Martin's got the mic down there. We'll listen to the instructions as they give them.
We'll see. Like I said before, sometimes officials don't like for us to turn that microphone on until they actually do the coin toss.
And something different, the official going over, the referee going over, talking to each one of them, I guess introducing himself to each player.
Getting their name, right. Vikings run through sign down at the north end zone. Burn the Indians. Coach Smiley begins his normal pull on the doors.
Bill, stop, look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty, mighty Vikings.
Okay, the goosebumps are there, brother.
You're the visiting team. I want to make sure you call it loud enough for my umpire to hear it, okay? What would you like to call?
Hail.
He said tails. You hear him say tails. All right, I'm going to flip it. If by some chance I drop it, we'll flip it again. That is tails. That is tails. He's won the toss. My understanding from you, coach, you want to defer to the second half. You want to receive, right?
All right, guys. McEachern won the toss. They elected to defer, so we will be receiving with our crowd to the, our back to the band.
All righty, let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll kick it off. You have been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff here on the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.